Hello, Emily Chappell reporting from the TransCon. You might have trouble hearing me, it's a bit windy here. That's an understatement. It's really, really, really windy here. I'm in southern Croatia, just shortly to cross the border with Bosnia, and we've got this horrible Balkan wind, and it's just crazy and violent and almost impossible to cycle into. But everyone else is in the same boat, so I can not take comfort from the misery of others, but, you know, we're all at an equal disadvantage. I am so tired. So unbelievably tired. I had a really good day yesterday, actually. Rode most of Croatia, just had a lovely time. Very, very beautiful. I was on a road off, not on the coast, inland. And it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful country. Everyone should come and cycle tour in Croatia. It's so beautiful. And there's little cafe bars everywhere where you can go and get a coffee if you need to and have a chat. And there's burets everywhere, there's fruit, and it's wonderful. And then at about 9 o'clock last night, I fixed the puncture. And then a couple of minutes later, suddenly felt so tired that I felt drunk. It wasn't safe cycling. It was just getting dark. It wasn't that late. I sort of wobbled into the next town, and without even needing to think about it, found a hotel and passed out really, really quickly. I mean, barely had time to shower. I was completely wrecked. And this morning, I think I got up about 3:30 maybe. And oh goodness, I'm so tired. My body just wants to lie down and go to sleep. It doesn't want to cycle. And I've done 50k so far, and that's good. If I can do another 5 of them, then that's a good day, and I can do that, I think. But I've got no energy. And as I speak, another TransCon rider is pulling into the bakery where I am sitting. Hello, Stefan. All right, I'm going to go now and say hello to Stefan. He's probably as tired as I am. Okay, so I'm over the border into Bosnia. I didn't realise until Stefan turned up and started talking to me just how out of it I am. He was asking me questions and I was just kind of staring at him blankly. It was really hard work holding a conversation. So I've let him go on ahead because I don't think I can stand company at the moment. And I think today is just going to be an exercise in keeping going. So you've got to play all these little mind games with yourself, partly just to kind of stop you from getting bored. So, you know, you're always thinking about things to think about. And I'm partly constantly reminding myself, okay, actually there's a lot of things that are okay. There's no saddle sore, literally no saddle sore. I'm really lucky. There's no back pain. My feet don't hurt as much as they did the first few days. My bottom bracket's not making a horrible noise. I've got a bit of a cough, but it's not happening all the time. My lungs are a bit off and on, but a lot of the time they're on, that's good. And then sometimes it's not particularly hard, you're going downhill, you've got a bit of a tailwind, or you're just feeling a bit stronger, and I'm trying to notice when that's happening and think, okay, good, this is going well at the moment, let's enjoy the fact that it's going well. And when it doesn't go well, I know it's going to turn around eventually. I suspect that today will be a tough day, and then tomorrow might be a good day. That's often how it works. It's something that endlessly fascinates me about this kind of stuff, that you get to the point where you think you're physically completely finished, and then if you keep going, you find you've got another round of energy. And then I do a bit more of this and I think, no, really, now I am completely worn out. I've pushed myself past the point of return. And then sometimes, well, so far every single time I've found more energy, so I don't know where it's going to be lurking, but I suspect there'll be a couple more good days before I get there, and probably a couple more bad days as well. So I'm going to try and get another 250k out today. It's only 8 o'clock, so I've got some time. I've just got to stay awake and stay on the road and keep turning the pedals and not worry about going too fast, just worry about keeping moving.